Hey everyone, welcome to the Balanced Dietitian podcast. I am your host, Marie-Pierre, and for all my English friends out there, you can call me Marie. I am a registered dietitian with a background in psychology. My passion in life is to help individuals heal their relationship with food and their bodies. If you're tired of dieting and tired of restriction, you are at the right place. I'm hoping that this podcast will help and support you as you heal your own relationship with food and your body, and give you the tools, the resources, and the knowledge that you need to finally ditch the diets. Every week, you will be hearing from guest experts and myself on all things food, body, and mind. I am so happy that you're here, and I cannot wait to support you on your journey. Let's get started. Hey, 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 happy November. I hope that you're doing wonderful today. I hope that we're feeling good. I know this time of year is probably the hardest for me. I personally hate November because it's cold and dark. And, you know, sometimes we get snow, sometimes we don't get snow. And it just feels, I don't know, it just feels icky. So I know November to me is typically a self-care month where I'm actively engaging in more self-care than usual because I know my brain, my body, and my soul needs it. But yeah, I hope that you are doing so, so well. Can we believe that Christmas is in a month? If you celebrate Christmas, I do here and I'm really freaking excited. I love the holidays. So it's, yeah, always a good time as we are getting closer and closer and closer. And we started to put up decorations in our house and it just feels like, you know, the holidays are coming. So getting over my November hump. And now Christmas is coming. So all good things. So today I wanted to talk about intuitive eating and knowing if intuitive is right for you and when it's not, and what do we do and how do we start maybe leaning more towards becoming an intuitive eater. And I really wanted to talk about that today because as you may or may not know, we currently have a new course that was launched this November that's called 10 Days to Intuitive Eating. So excited about this course. This is a self-paced course where you get to learn more about the intuitive eating principles and how you can actually incorporate them. And it comes with a beautiful, beautiful workbook for you to be able to work through. And as we're progressing through this month, one question that I keep getting is, well, how do I know if I can do intuitive eating or I don't think I can be an intuitive eater? And I wanted us to talk about it. I personally used to believe that I could never be an intuitive eater because the idea of being able to connect my hunger and satiety cues felt like bananas to me. Like when people told me that they could literally just listen to their body and then eat and then stop because they were full, I thought they were lying. I was like, I could not relate to you. It feels so weird to me. I'm like, I felt like I was, first of all, always hungry. I'm like, if I just listened to my hunger, I would just eat all day long. And I felt like I couldn't trust my fullness. I was like, even if I know that I'm full, I still want to eat. So that doesn't happen. I can't just listen to it. And I don't know if you resonate with this or if you relate to this, but to me, in my own personal experience, this idea of always being hungry and always eating past point of satiety was actually the result of dieting and restriction. Yep. And I know for a lot of my clients, it's the same, right? When we have this piece of like, I'm always, always hungry, it's probably because your body needs nourishment. It's probably because there's some restriction happening right there that we need to figure out. But that being said, I can really relate to this idea of like, I don't think intuitive eating is for me. I feel like, you know, I cannot be an intuitive eater. So I want us to unpack this together today and really talk about if it's right for you and if it's not right for you, right? So the first question that I got is like, can anybody be an intuitive eater? And to that, my response is yes and no. Both, it depends. I know, favorite answer in the world. But the reason that I answer it that way is that I think we oversimplify what intuitive eating means. And if we only see intuitive eating as the hunger and satiety diet, like I listen to my hunger and I stop, then no, I don't believe that everybody can be an intuitive eater, right? Or not every day, not at every time. Like if for you, intuitive eating just means I listen to my hunger and my satiety, then I mean, no, right? Because for some, hunger cues are really, really hard to detect. And satiety for different reasons, right? It can be medication. It can be years of dieting. It can be having an eating disorder. It can be really distracting, being very distracted. It can be being like neurodivergent, like having ADHD can really impair our ability to tune into our cues. Like there's so many different reasons why it can be hard to connect to our hunger and satiety cues that if we see intuitive eating as only the hunger satiety diet, then no, it's not for everyone because not everyone can do that, right? A lot of us still need to engage in some type of like brain hunger and like mechanical eating of like, I need nourishment even if I don't feel hungry. However, if we see intuitive eating as what it's meant to be, a series of principle, then yes, I do believe that everybody can be intuitive eaters, right? Because when we think of intuitive eating, it's not just about the hunger and fullness. There's so much more behind it. It is our thoughts, our beliefs, our relationship to food, the pleasure we have with food, hunger and satiety is in there as well, the relationship we have with our body, movement, and then health, right? Gentle nutrition. So I believe that everybody can participate in some or all of the principles at different degrees, at different times, right? I really see this model as being very fluid and being flexible to your needs. And in that sense, I do believe that like everybody can benefit from intuitive eating, from understanding these principles, from repairing the relationship that we have with food and our body. In that sense, yes, 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 you gains. And I think this is a really important thing to continue to raise is that intuitive eating was never meant to be a new diet, right? Like the first principle is rejecting diets. However, diet culture has often co-opted that term of like, oh my God, I don't know if you've heard of like the intuitive fasting, not a thing, we don't love it, but like intuitive eating as a way to control, as a way to like restrict our food because you just like only eat when you're hungry and stop when you're full. That is not what intuitive eating was meant to be. Right? Intuitive eating is not a diet. It is not a way for you to shrink your body and restrict. Intuitive eating is a combination of all these different principles. And for me, it's really like almost like a way of living, a way of thinking, a way of trusting and connecting with the body that we have, a way of increasing our pleasure with food. Right? So in that sense, I really do believe that we can all become intuitive eaters and we can all visit different principles of intuitive eating and seeing how we can integrate them for us, right? And I think that, you know, intuitive eating does take time. And I think in a world where we're just used to like these easy, quick fix detox diets, sometimes the thought of, oh my God, like intuitive eating will not happen overnight can feel like a lot. And what I love about intuitive eating is the process in which we heal, the discovering of, you know, the thoughts that we have around food and body and what we were taught growing up. And then being able to change and choose differently, right? I think intuitive eating can be such a beautiful model for us to start exploring all these different themes with our relationship to food and body. And why does food feel so hard and complicated? Why do we feel like we lose control with food? Why does it feel like it's not intuitive and mindful, right? Diet culture has taught us how to restrict and count and follow programs. It has not taught us how we can eat and how we can trust our body and how we can be intuitive, right? We know how to eat. We've been doing it for so long, for so many years. But somewhere along the way, we started to believe that we need to micromanage, which kind of like messed up our relationship with food. But going back to this place of, you know, we were all born intuitive eaters. We were all born being able to trust and connect and rely on our bodies. And we all get to go back there, right? We all get to go back to that space. And that's always super interesting to me. I don't know if you have kids or you know someone with kids, but even watching kids who have not been exposed to diet culture eat and what they choose to eat and how they eat. Like, it's so interesting, right? The way that they use food, the way that they have pleasure with food, the way that there's no shame and guilt around food, right? If we can all inspire to go back to like our kids' year when food can just be part of our life and can just be fun. Right. And this doesn't mean that we eat like KD and chicken nuggets all day long. It's not what it means. Right. Like, there is parts of intuitive eating that is gentle nutrition and learning and understanding how we get to nourish ourselves for health, if it's important to you. And having pleasure with food is really, really important. Right. I also want to name here that when we think of intuitive eating, right? Sometimes I know I used to see it this way. It's like, oh, this is just like a feel-good approach. Okay. This is for people who don't want to diet anymore and who don't maybe like care about their health anymore. And I just want to name here that these are all myths, right? If you are someone who cares for your health and, you know, want to engage in those things, intuitive eating can 100% is for you as well. And intuitive eating is not just this feel-good approach, right? It's a science-based approach. There are hundreds of studies that explore intuitive eating and our own behaviors and our health, right? And although the main purpose of intuitive eating is to have a healthy relationship with food and body, and it is a weight-neutral approach, we also see a lot of health benefits with people who engage in intuitive eating. So talking about health, I'd love to just name a few of the health benefits that intuitive eaters tend to have based on science. So what we know is that intuitive eaters tend to have lower disordered eating patterns, lower triglycerides, lower instances of emotional eating, lower or less times of loss of control with eating, less binge eating, less weight bias internalization. So like the body image issues, well, even body dissatisfaction, and lower blood pressure. Intuitive eaters tend to have higher self-esteem, like have a higher well-being and optimism, tend to have like higher variety of food eaten, right? So it's not just like I become an intuitive eater and all I eat is pizza. No, variety of food tends to increase. Higher body appreciation and acceptance, higher good cholesterol or HDL, higher awareness, which is really cool. Have more pleasure with eating, have better coping mechanism, have higher psychological hardiness, and just overall life satisfaction. And this is all like science-based, guys. Like, intuitive eating is not just this feel-good approach. Like, it has been researched extensively. And there's so much benefits to letting go of restrictive diets. So many benefits. And I know we've talked about this on this podcast like over and over and over again. But this idea that like we can do something where we can actually like eat what we want, when we want, in the quantities that we want, there's no restriction, and still have better health outcomes, feel better overall in your life, and increase your body image. Like, I know it sounds too good to be true, because I used to believe that. I was like, what is this like trickery? Like, what are we doing right now? But it is true. Like, food gets to be simple. And we get to break up with diet culture for good. Like, we get to walk out and drop out of diet culture and start learning to trust ourselves. Right. So I hope that we get here to like really start to see like, okay, like intuitive eating can be for all. We can all engage in all various types of principles and increase our own well-being by letting go of diet culture And I do want to name here, because I often have the questions with my clients who have eating disorders of like, well, can I engage in intuitive eating during my recovery? Like, am I able to like recover from my eating disorder and do intuitive eating? And again, my answer here is yes and no. So parts of intuitive eating principles, yes, right? There's many principles that in the recovery of eating disorder we go through, like rejecting the diet mentality, challenging the food police, discovering satisfaction with food, coping with our emotions with kindness. Like, these are all things that we will do throughout the recovery process. And there are parts like, you know, our hunger and our satiety and movement and gentle nutrition that may come in a little bit later, right? For some folks with ED, eating disorders, like the hunger and satiety may be offline for a while. And that's okay. That's totally okay. It's very protective from our body. But those principles may not apply at first. And then same thing, like for some folks, like we won't introduce exercise for a while. So the mindful movement, joyful movement is not a thing that we will engage in when we first start treatment, right? But again, I really do have this belief that intuitive eating can fit for all. We just need to like personalize it for you in ways that will feel best for you and know that there is some ebbs and flow. So for another example is I am and consider myself intuitive, an intuitive eater. I have healed my relationship with food and my body. And some days I'm not super intuitive, you know, like some days I find it really, really hard to connect to my hunger and satiety, especially the days where I'm really busy and there's a lot of stuff happening and I'm back to back in meetings and seeing clients and connecting with the Bound program folks. Like, some days get real busy and I need to use mechanical eating and I need to use my brain hunger and really focus on this piece of, cool, I know that I may not be able to connect to my hunger as well today, and that is okay. Doesn't mean I'm not an intuitive eater anymore. It means that I'm really aware of myself, of my patterns, of when I need to use my brain over connecting to my body. And that is okay. So I hope that this episode was able to bring maybe a little bit of clarity over some intuitive eating myths and really being able to unpack this idea that intuitive eating is for all and we all get to become intuitive eaters and doing it in our own way, you know? And if you are interested in becoming an intuitive eater, if this is something that you want to explore further and maybe one-on-one is not ideal for you right now or you're not wanting to do a program right now, you just want to like, you know, put your toes in the water. You want to learn more on how you can apply it for yourself. I would strongly suggest that you look into the intuitive eating course that we just launched. This is a 10-day to intuitive eating, and it's currently on sale for 44% off, which is amazing. And I would highly suggest that you look into it. If you want to learn more about intuitive eating, if you want to see what it could be like for you, if you want to have actionable items and tools that you can do to become more intuitive and learn how you can actually like not just know the tool, not just know like the principles and tools, but how we can implement it for you. And I think this can be a beautiful, beautiful intro. It's really easy and digestible. So the videos are 5 to 10 minutes long. You're going to have one open up every day and then you have lifetime access to the course. So you can go through it over and over again, as much as you need, if you need reminders, all of the things. But it's really, really meant for you to be able to easily go through it and apply. So if that is interesting for you, you can go to www.thebalancepractice.com/courses, where you're going to get to learn a little bit more about this new course that just is out currently. So on that note, my friend, I hope that this podcast was helpful for you. I'd love to hear more about you, your journey. If you have any questions about intuitive eating or your own journey becoming an intuitive eater, I'd love to hear from you. You can always connect with me on Instagram. Send me a DM. I love to connect. And on that note, I hope that you have a wonderful, beautiful day.